Some psychiatric patients are spending not just hours in the emergency room, but days or a week. They're living there in the ER because there's nowhere else to send them. Northwest policymakers are now making it a priority to create more treatment capacity for people in mental health and addiction crises. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Providence St. Peter Hospital in Olympia has a good-sized emergency department, but the 40 beds are no longer enough. Inside the double doors, the staff have set up gurneys in the hallway for overflow.
Yeah. We actually have made these into beds here in our hallways because every room is full.
Okay, so we're in the hallway, but it's got a table and a station label.
It's a hallway bed where we're caring for people as we have, we get full.
Chief Nursing Officer Michelle James says a big reason why patients overflow into the hallways is the domino effect of something called psychiatric boarding. That's when mentally ill patients are parked in the ER or other parts of the hospital while they wait for scarce psychiatric treatment slots to open up. At St. Peter and other hospitals around the Northwest, patients have been lodged in the emergency department for as long as a week.
We have a patient boarding here.
Again, in the hallway.
That's a behavioral health patient over there.
A public defender who represents patients calls the situation outrageous. Not even the hospital staff pretends it's okay.
We have people staying here long periods of time because there's nowhere for them to go. We are keeping them safe. We are making sure we're meeting their needs, getting their medications. But the reality is, we're not providing that therapeutic environment to help somebody in their healing process.
Yeah, I wish I could say that was a unique situation. It is not.
Shalane Whitaker is a senior vice president at the Washington State Hospital Association.
It is something that we have been struggling with as a state for the last several years, and it's actually a national problem.
I caught up with Whitaker at the Washington State Capitol after she'd spent the day buttonholing legislators. She's watching what lawmakers call behavioral health rise to a top priority for attention and funding.
We would agree that it can't happen soon enough.
In Salem, Oregon Governor Kate Brown is asking the legislature to open a new ward at the state hospital in Junction City as a stopgap measure and then pay for increased capacity at residential treatment centers. In Olympia, bipartisan majorities in the State House and Senate are coalescing around big spending increases to raise treatment capacity by hundreds of beds. They also propose putting more resources than ever before into other types of psychiatric care, including drop-in crisis centers, a secure detox center, and outpatient preventive care. State Senator Monka Dhingra says she's optimistic the state can make a dent in emergency room boarding.
We're really taking a look at the entire spectrum of care, starting from our children and our children's mental health, to doing early intervention, to taking a look at crisis intervention.
One of the proposed recipients of increased funding is Everett, Washington-based behavioral health care provider Compass Health. CEO Tom Sebastian says his organization wants to take patients off the hands of emergency rooms and the state hospital.
We can do it less expensively than a state institution, and we can do it closer to home, and we can do it in an environment in which the care that we're able to provide really will meet their needs better than an institutional setting.
The rub is it'll take years to complete construction on all the expanded capacity in the works statewide. An emphasis in Oregon, according to the State Health Authority, is to expand mobile crisis services, which involves mental health counselors riding along with police or making home visits to head off emergency room admissions. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.